With the loss of coal production comes the loss of coal jobs. In Kentucky, more than 10,000 coal workers have been laid off since 2008. But some businesses see that as an opportunity. As Erica Peterson reports, they're turning former coal workers into code workers.
All over eastern Kentucky, you see cars and pickup trucks with black license plates proclaiming the owner is a friend of coal. Even though the license plates are all over, it's getting harder to find actual coal miners here. Fewer than 6,000 remain. Many have had to leave the area to find work, but a few have found employment in other, and sometimes unexpected, fields.
Realization I had was that the coal miner, although we think of him as a person who gets dirty and works with his hands, really, coal mines today are very sophisticated, and they use a lot of technology, a lot of robotics.
Rusty Justice is one of the owners of BitSource, a year-old tech startup in Pikeville. He owns another company in eastern Kentucky, too, an engineering and excavation firm that relies on the coal industry for most of its business. But with an eye on his bottom line, a few years ago, Justice felt he had to diversify. And after lots of research, he and his business partner settled on coding, tapping the region's workforce of laid-off coal miners and teaching them a new skill. He put up ads and got close to 1,000 applicants. 10 were hired and 9 remain. Inside BitSource's headquarters, the 9 web developers sit around MacBooks writing code. All of them used to work in the coal industry. And after 22 weeks of company-provided training, 6 former coal miners and 3 industry support workers became coders.
I'm Garland Couch, and I'm a developer here at BitSource.
Couch used to be a maintenance manager for coal companies until he lost his job in 2014. Like most coal industry jobs, his paid well. Before he got the call from BitSource, Couch says he figured he'd have to leave the region to support his family.
The entire Appalachian area, if you're not working in the coal industry, then the wage that you're going to make is substantially reduced. If you're going to earn a decent living, then you're having to look to move.
Eastern Kentuckians value family and the area, and they want to stay home, and they should be able to do that, and I think that's our goal as policymakers to ensure that they can.
State Senator Robin Webb represents several eastern Kentucky counties and is a former coal miner turned lawyer. In the past, politicians focused on improving the region's asphalt infrastructure, building 2- and 4-lane highways to eastern Kentucky. They blamed the struggling economy on the topography, mountains and forests that necessitated spiderweb networks of long, winding roads. But now, BitSource manager John Hanshu says for companies like his to thrive, eastern Kentucky needs a different type of infrastructure.
We aren't shipping coal out of here anymore. We're shipping code. And the broadband's our highway, you know, our shipping lanes, our trains.
The region's internet speeds lag when compared to most other cities, though a state-funded project is working to bring broadband to the region. Leaders in the area see the project as crucial to creating a new Appalachia. For them, the future of the region relies on lots of smaller industries and employers, rather than one gigantic one like the coal industry. It's a big change from the way things were done in the past. BitSource owner Rusty Justice points to the old-fashioned mine equipment hanging in the building's entry.
Our slogan is a new day, a new way, and it's a new day here in Appalachia, and we're trying to do things a new way.
And as Justice says, it's not necessarily a new way for the rest of the world, but it's new for eastern Kentucky.
Erica Peterson reports on energy and the environment for WFPL in Kentucky.